This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And
the topic on my mind in the last couple of days, week or so,
has been crabbing. Yes, indeed, crabbing. So, Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine has hit the street. We got it on Wednesday. Actively been distributing that across the state. Not every place yet, not everywhere, but if you look hard enough, you can find it, or if you call or email, we'll point you in the right direction. But there's some little holes in the landscape that that haven't been delivered, but you know, we've been as far as St. Mary's and Charles and Calvert and Anne Arundel County. We've been to some in Baltimore County. We've been to Harford and Cecil counties. We've been a little bit in Queen Anne's County. So we're getting there. We're getting there. Usually it takes about 10 days to get them all out completely. There's 100 and some, you know, accounts all over the place. So we haven't been, advertisers. So we've got to talk to each one of them. And they're spread out from Ocean City to Crisfield to, you know, to Easton, to Ken Island, to Mechanicsville, to Solomons, to, you know, you get the idea. They're everywhere. So that's what we do. That's what we've been doing since Wednesday.
A lot of time on the road. A lot of windshield time.
Sorry for the yawn. It just hit me here for just as we opened the show. Last Saturday, we were in Frederick with bucks, bears, and stags. We did a little scoring event up in Frederick at the Jefferson Archery open house. We were there from 10 till 2 outside and very concerned about the rain. It was a deluge within about 5 miles of the place when we were going in to get ready to set up. And when we got there, the skies kind of cleared out and everything was fine. We scored a couple deer and had a good time with Steve Keithley and Robin and I. We'll give you more information as we go on that. So the next big scoring event so far, and we're talking to people, is going to be Labor Day, where we'll be measuring deer heads, sika deer, white tails, and bear skulls at the Howard County Fairgrounds. That's the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show. So we will be there. That was Saturday. I can't remember. Sunday we worked on the magazine and got the magazine to the printers. Monday had a nice lunch with Robin's mom and stepdad, and we had a nice get together there. And then Tuesday was invoices and Wednesday was delivery. So we didn't get to do much in the outdoors, but we did talk to a lot of folks in the crabbing business, and it looks like crabs are going to be an okay supply for the 4th of July. Not a lot of Maryland crabs yet. There seem to be some rancor among the watermen when it comes to why there are, you know, not as many Maryland crabs. Some are blaming everything out there, including other watermen, you know, setting too many setting too many pots in the same area and catching all the crabs and trying to catch all the crabs in the same area every day, you know, with thousands of pots set in a very, very, you know, limited area square footage. And then we've got the cow-nose rays coming in for their annual birthing and breeding rodeo here in Maryland. Chesapeake Bay is the primary source of that, just like with the striped bass spawning. So the rays are coming in, and they're eating the oysters and the razor clams and the crabs and everything else. And then we've got the influx of a large, several large pods of they're calling them porpoises. I assume they're bottlenose dolphin. You know, they're not dolphin fish. They're not mahi-mahi. You know, you used to be able to call those fish dolphin. Now you have to call them mahi-mahi because people, you know, you put dolphin on the menu and people think you're eating flipper. Oh, listen. He's telling us that there's people in trouble in the boat. Kind of like Lassie. Woof, woof.
That's right. Woof.
Timmy fell down the well.
The old good standby line.
Oh, you gotta love it. I don't know if Timmy ever did fall down the well.
No, but it's fun to say.
It is fun to say. Oh, man. Robin was reading jokes to me the other day. And my favorite. Mm-hmm. My favorite.
Okay.
My uncle passed away recently because we couldn't remember his blood type. But his parting words were encouraging.
And they were?
Be positive.
That's good.
I thought that was pretty
very good.
That? Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's pretty good. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680. You folks are calling the shots here on the show this morning. We don't have any guests. It's just me. And whatever I come up with off the top of my head, Chris, you can suggest some subjects, but we would certainly encourage our listeners to call in. New hunt license, I guess, are going on sale here real soon, and there's a change to the deer check-in procedure. So you want to talk about that? We will. There's a new bait out there on the forefront called the lug worm, L-U-G worm.
Is that a hybrid?
No, it's a Southeast Asia worm that's being bred in California, from what we understand. And it's sold by weight.
So it's going to become an invasive species, I guess, like the frankenfish.
Actually, no, because DNR says that they are not worried about them here.
Okay.
But it looks like they're very, very bred in, or grown in very... muddy situation. But it looks to me like the old nuclear worm. You remember the nuclear worm?
No, I don't. I just remember bloodworms.
Yeah, well, bloodworms. Bloodworms are a wild product. They're not bred in captivity.
Okay.
Bloodworms are, there's one primary source, and that's the surf in Maine.
Okay.
And when they go out at low tide and they dig the bloodworms out of the surf. And the conflict in Maine is the fact that they've been over-harvested so much for use by people like us at Chesapeake Bay and elsewhere that the breeding population is, I mean, they can reproduce pretty well, but not like you're not getting the big quality giant bloodworms that you used to get. But the problem is, the price goes so high because the bloodworm picking people who work for the bloodworm companies, the bait distributors and so forth, also pick blueberries. I hope they wash their hands first, but when the blueberries come in, the same pickers go from bloodworms to blueberries because it's more profitable.
So there's a shortage of help.
Yeah, shortage of help picking the bloodworms. It's very interesting dynamic up there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just like the night crawlers that we buy come from Canada, mostly they come from Canada. They're picked on golf courses, and it's almost like oyster wars up there. Because you know, people have contracts with golf courses and mm-hmm. companies and so forth. Mm-hmm. So those thousands and millions of night crawlers that come into the country come from Canada. No tariff on them yet, as far as I know.
Yet.
We'll have to call the administration. Say, look, they're going to put tariff on our dairy. We're going to put tariff on... Oh, no, that would be the other way. Oh, yeah. Anyway, there's big tariff on newsprint, which causes... I'm in the publishing business, so mm-hmm. it's very concerning. Lumber business, you're going from $350 a 1,000 square foot for building lumber to $600, almost double the price. So the home builders are facing, you know, they can't absorb, absorb that kind of hit.
They're going to pass it on, so therefore pass housing that on, prices are going to go up.
You know, new home prices are going to go mm-hmm. up. So you know, it's a lot of things in the outdoors that affect one thing or another. So
big domino effect.
Always. But this lugworm, there's two kinds. There's the cyan lugworm, traditional lugworm in the market. Variety of lugworm bait is age old and familiar bait to fishermen, which mainly sold to Asia and the Middle East. And then the orange lugworm is a new variety of lugworm bred and cultivated at Shoreline Farms. It has a bright and sharp color and is considered a hot bait in Europe. And striped bass, sturgeon, catfish, spot fin, croaker, corbina, rays, weakfish, flounder, and surf perch. Of course, this is done this brochure is done in California, I believe, where they're done. And it's Shoreline Bait. ShorelineFishing.com. So, anyway. Well, they're being sold throughout the state, and they just look to me like the old nuclear worms, honestly. It looks like they've renamed the orange nuclear worm. Or maybe that nuclear worm was the green-dyed night crawler. I can't remember. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway. But they're out there. It's a new bait. Everybody's happy. They're catching fish. So... Well, I'd like to hear a fishing report from y'all. By the way, July 4th is a free fishing day, no license required, so you can go fishing without penalty of having your license checked that day, so you can fish for free. Don't go on the 3rd or don't go on the 5th with no license, or you might face a penalty. You never know. That little signal is Robin checking in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So... Let's see. Captain Don says he's listening from Massachusetts. He wants to know if you can use a traditional jig head for fishing for striped bass. I said, yeah, as long as you're not live lining or using or chumming. Yes, you can do that. Who's this? Let's see. Oh, Robin reminded me that the outdoors met us right outside the studio here last Saturday when we pulled in.
That's right.
I forgot to mention that.
Mm-hmm. Now's the time.
Yeah, got out of the car and looked. And there was something moving in front of the car. Robin said, what's that? And by that time, it was on my side. It was maybe 6 feet away, maybe 10. Red fox, a little immature red fox. It had padded down this corridor and between the building and the pond. It had gone down through there, made a left right in front of the car. That was pretty funny. All right, let's see. Fred says he's headed striper fishing. With Betty, thanks for that. Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay, great. Just kind words, you know, make me.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Other people are up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people are up.
Mm-hmm.
People are up.
But they're reporting in, letting you know what's going on.
Right, but we need them to call in.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we need.
Texting
keep you
is fine.
Keep you awake is what we need.
Yeah, I'm a little tired.
Are you a little tired? Yeah,
yeah, that's why my eyes are crossed.
Groggy there. Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, that was Fred. His picture's on the front cover of the Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine. Fred Reinthaler. You know, we've got another listener, Richard. He's got his Maryland crab soup recipe in there.
Yeah, I was about to say, I looked through here and there are lots of great recipes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lots.
Yeah. You're going to like it. So, 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. And, you know, we know you're sleeping in. It's a holiday weekend and all that stuff, and nobody's going back to work till next Tuesday week from now.
And they're also staying inside where it's cool.
Oh, that's true. They're in the air conditioner. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you know this show is not affected by heat or air conditioning? In their, when it beams into their homes or on their computers?
Yeah.
Neither heat nor air conditioning affect this show.
That's right.
So we're kind of bulletproof that way. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. There, Sparky. I didn't say you thought it was a cat, Robin.
Robin,
did I say?
No, you didn't. You said it was a baby fox.
Yeah,
a young fox.
Yeah,
a youngster.
A youngster.
Yes.
Yeah, Yeah, and now she's saying that she knew it wasn't a cat.
She's trying to instigate something.
You think she's trying to instigate something?
She always does.
Always does. I'll remember that, and she'll remember that more than I will.
But see, I don't have to go home to her.
No. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Anytime, friend.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they carry some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. I entire Delmarva Peninsula, actually. I don't go through the fast food or chain store drive-thrus when I'm on Route 50, headed to the marsh, going to the ocean, going fishing, headed down that way. But I wait because my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch as well. David and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50 East, just on the other side of Cambridge. Think Big Donut. If you're headed down the ocean, Big Donut on the other side of Cambridge. Keep that in mind. Write it down. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me right there. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, you know what? When we were going up to Frederick last week, apparently I put something in the back of the truck and bumped the strip between the folds on my folding top on my bed. And I knocked off the strip. Well, the purpose of the strip is it holds a locking mechanism. It's a little cable system. So you have to pull the cable down before you can flip the next strip over. Well, I knocked that loose, and it was pop riveted in from the factory. So I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I checked it again, and the entire thing had fallen into the bed. Well, the lid still functioned because now the lock system's totally gone. Okay.
Okay.
On that section, but the lid still functioned. But if I wanted to flip the lid back and clip it in place, the strip, that was the strip that had the clips, okay? So I couldn't clip it open. Well, I did a lot of, I did, at Monday, yeah, I did do, What did I do Monday? Oh, I know what I did. A bunch of trips to the landfill, like three.
Okay.
Monday. And that would have been beneficial to have that in place to clip that lid back so,
exactly.
You
so
know, I could have loaded more stuff in the truck.
Exactly.
But anyway, so I stopped by Monday at Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, and I said, hey, can you fix it? And I mean, I called the owner.
Sure.
And he said, I'll tell the crew. And the young man there, they teamed up, and in like 20 minutes, I was back on my way. They knew exactly what to do. The whole thing had to be disassembled, and they disassembled everything and pop riveted it all back in, used better rivets, and I'm on my way. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to the young guys there at Bay Linex and Glen Burnie, and Linex in particular. I mean, they're just great people. Jack and Bobby are just good people. So anyway, that extended the, log that, because that extended the Bay Linex commercial forever.
But they're good people.
But they're good people. But, I mean, I like to, you know, somebody gives me good service.
The product,
yeah, I told
and
them.
You endorse it.
Yeah, I do. I mean, they bed liner and lid. Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters in the famous Chesapeake Landing restaurant in St. Michael's, one of my finest places to dine. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west. That's Liberty Road. Route 26 is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, and I'm going to change that line.
Right. Yes.
Fresh crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. And Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering. You know what happened? I've been going to the dentist a lot.
Okay.
And I think what happened was I got my tongue caught in my eye tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see what I was saying. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. On-site crab feast catering. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials, weekend deals. 443-657-7187 for Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. 443-657-7187. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Iron Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's gone squeezing. Ooh, I like it.
Is that what you do?
Well,
you hook up
man,
after you drink white lightning?
Some people do.
You ever drink white lightning?
No.
I'll tell you something. I had some homemade moonshine one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real deal. But being able to catch your breath...
That's just it.
Yeah. I mean, it cleared everything. Your sinuses, the whole deal. No thanks. Nope.
But, and the hair nose.
Yeah. That.
Or the nose hairs.
The nose hairs were just gone.
Gone.
Yeah. But that was the homemade stuff. Now, they do make commercial moonshine now.
Yes, I have seen that a couple times over the years.
Different flavors and mm-hmm. that type of thing. I haven't had any, but, you know, I don't really ask for it.
No.
So, the folks at Baylor in Texas private Christian university and nationally ranked research institution at Baylor. 17,000 people on their campus. I want to tell you about mosquitoes. So we'll probably wind up the rest of the hour talking about mosquitoes. Summer signals an increase in mosquito populations, and with more mosquitoes buzzing around, that means more people are dealing with mosquito bites and their consequences. From an itchy inconvenience to a serious disease such as West Nile virus and others. So if you think that mosquitoes tend to make a meal out of you more often than not, you might be right. And Robin is a mosquito magnet. They love her. From an itchy inconvenience to a serious disease and so forth. You might be right. Some people are more attractive to mosquitoes than others, says the Baylor mosquito expert. Jason Pitts is a PhD. He's assistant professor of biology in Baylor University's College of Arts and Science. Studies host seeking, how mosquitoes find their next blood meal. He said odor is a major factor why mosquitoes bite some people more often.
That's right. Carbon dioxide.
Not
as you exhale.
Not necessarily.
But it's probably a combination of the two.
It's a factor. It's a factor.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing well. Didn't see your truck out there today.
Oh, I'm out here.
All right.
I'm on 97 right now.
I got it. All right. I come up Ritchie Highway most of the time when we come up. So.
Yeah, I was running a little late this morning. I mean, I've already done my Ritchie Highway stretch.
I got it.
I go all the way down to Arnold and then come back.
I got it. So what's going on?
Well, I was calling in about the deer check-in.
Yes.
And I wanted to say that I use the DNR app on my phone to check in.
Correct. That is correct. And you can continue to do that, okay?
Okay.
But now you can actually keep an electronic copy of your deer harvest record.
Okay.
Okay, rather than the paper copy.
Oh, all right.
Okay, and here's how it works. Now, they don't tell you how to do it on the e-regulations, but here's how it works. The easiest way to keep the electronic record is by using what's called the trophy case in the app.
Okay, yeah.
And check your deer in using the app. You can also add check-ins to the trophy case that you do by phone or internet as well. But you could just as easily do a screenshot of the last step in the check-in process that shows the confirmation number.
Okay.
Got all that?
I think so.
Okay. So you use the DNR app on your phone to check in your deer.
Yeah.
You can add the confirmation number to the trophy case or keep a screenshot, which will wind up in your gallery.
Right.
Okay. So they wanted to keep it fairly open so they didn't prevent any hunters from using this option. You just need to be able to show the confirmation number upon request.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So just trying to clear that up.
Yeah, I mean, I like using that app. It works really well.
Got it. Got it. Well, I'll have to install it.
It's pretty easy.
Yep. So. Well, good.
Just wanted to check in, say good morning.
Good morning. Know. I haven't had a chance to check on your membership in the coalition, but have you ever gotten a newsletter from us?
No. I don't know if I didn't complete the check in. I mean, the sign up. Or
I mean, it's easy. It's free to do. Just go ahead and do it again.
Okay.
You know, that's what I would do. I haven't sent a newsletter out since after the session in late April. So.
Yeah, I think I did it before then, though.
Okay.
Right. I'm pretty sure I did do it before then. I know you were talking about it one time and
yeah.
About how many people listen or whatever, and you only had like not even a quarter of that amount of people.
Right. Yep.
Sign up.
Well, we all, you know, so far it's free. We'd love to have people sign up on the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And, you know, the newsletters are not on a monthly basis. They're irregular if something's happening, you know, but the coalition is busy year round. I told you we've been engaged as late as last Thursday, Friday, with wildlife officials and you know, members of the General Assembly and so forth. So
right.
It is what it is. So, all right, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day and have a happy 4th.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Take care, Paul. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
And you too. So, you think mosquitoes tend to make a meal out of you more often than not? You might be right. Some people are more attractive to mosquitoes than others. Many insects find their way around the world through their sense of smell, even more than vision. And Robin took a bag out to the trash this morning and got bitten. Mosquitoes and other insects are really adept at finding places to lay their eggs or finding flowers on which to feed or finding people on which to blood feed just by their sense of smell. Okay? I mean, you get bit by mosquitoes at night all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So female mosquitoes are the ones that bite because they need the blood for reproduction. They have the ability to smell odor over long distances. So what do you do? Females are able to track upwind. They literally track. Once they get that stream of odor, they fly in and out of the stream of odor to orient themselves to try and get to the host. I mean, I can't imagine the research that goes on, you know, like the shrimp on a treadmill deal. But here's a guy that says, okay, we're going to figure out how mosquitoes find their way to people. What kind of experiment do you have to set up to get a mosquito to... So that you can actually say definitively that they track you down by your smell.
Well, I know a number of years ago they showed on TV how they use different mosquito repellents. And what they do is they have a box.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. And
yeah.
A piece of, I don't know what was on the end, and you stick a hand in there, and
yeah.
All of a sudden it's like either A, they run away from it, or B, they just like...
Yeah.
Suck
well, that's
dry.
That's DEET.
Yeah.
I can't say the scientific name, but... But I will tell you this, the guys that do the mosquito work here in Maryland,
mm-hmm.
they fill out reports.
Okay.
So they get out of their truck in the morning, and they have to do a landing report. How many mosquitoes land in 1 minute? You know how they do that?
No.
They stick their bare arm out there.
and stopwatch.
And they say, oh, that looks like 35 have landed on my arm in a minute. That's how they do it.
Do they, like, you know, juice themselves up to attract them? Or?
No, they don't. No, they just get out, stand on the edge of the marsh, and put their arm out, and that's it. Very scientific.
Exactly.
So now we know they track you down by your smell. As people gather this summer for family reunions, picnics, or pool parties, using outdoor fans to keep cool or blow away mosquitoes actually may be signaling the pesky insects to join the festivities. Fans are a double-edged sword. One thing, mosquitoes are not particularly strong flyers, so that is why a fan might work to blow them away from you. But the drawback is that you're blowing your odor downwind. That is attractive to mosquitoes. At the same time you might be blowing mosquitoes away from you, you may actually be calling mosquitoes to you from far away. Now, if they fly through the fan...
They can go wherever they want. They're strong.
Any mosquito that flies through the fan, I'm letting
exactly.
them bite me. Yeah, you earned it. It's not just odor. Heat at very close range is also very attractive for female mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are exquisitely sensitive to differences in temperature on surfaces when it comes to heat or carbon dioxide. Both can be beacons for mosquitoes. Lastly, researchers have found that in addition to odor and heat, mosquitoes can use that sense of taste to decide whether to feed. Once a mosquito lands on the skin, they taste the skin to decide whether this is a good host or not. They can actually taste DEET. They can actually taste DEET.
Okay.
Which is a long-range repellent. They can smell it and avoid it. When they taste it, they'll also fly away. Going after they taste it. If you hear that noise, you'll know that a mosquito just tasted the DEET on your skin.
That's right, and they didn't like you.
Yeah. Taste is the final choice before blood feeding. Whether you're a favorite among mosquitoes or not, Dr. Pitts recommends that there's three tips to cut down on your chances of being bitten by a mosquito. Reduce the mosquito's breeding grounds. the most important thing that anyone can do is reduce the breeding sources for mosquitoes by eliminating stagnant water. If you have standing water in any kind of container in your yard, get into the habit of emptying those containers. Children's swimming pools, which should be emptied at least once a week. Why? Once a mosquito hatches, that takes a mosquito larva about a week to completely mature and become an adult. Emptying stagnant water can have a huge impact on lowering mosquito populations, especially in urban areas, even a city the size of Waco, Texas, where, you know, Baylor is. But, you know, guys, people have spare tires standing outside. Mm-hmm. They get water in them. They breed a gazillion mosquitoes in spare tires.
Well, my friend down in D.C.
Yeah.
She has a neighbor who had an outdoor fountain. And the house was in the process of being sold, so they turned the fountain off, and there was the water sitting there. And, of course, nobody was maintaining the house per se. So she went out and bought some of those dunks and just dropped it in there because the mosquitoes were just horrible. You couldn't even sit out on her front porch.
About a what? What did she get?
Those mosquito dunks. They're like they're about the size of a Ritz cracker.
Yeah.
And they're about that thick, and they're compressed.
This is radio. That's about an inch thick.
Yeah, exactly. About an inch thick.
Okay.
And it's some sort of pesticide or something, but it looks like sawdust, compressed sawdust.
Okay.
And then you drop it in, and then I guess it just slowly dissolves and turns the water into like a poison, or it makes it, it takes it from being just stagnant water into like a poison, and that way the mosquitoes won't lay their larvae in there.
Hmm.
But you can get them at any outdoor store.
Okay. I didn't know
like
that.
Like a garden shop.
Mosquito dunks. Huh?
Mosquito dunks is the... Okay. I don't know if that's the brand name or if that's what they're called, but I know that when we walked into an outdoor or garden store, we asked for mosquito dunks, and they just took us over, and
yeah,
boom,
there
they were.
Interesting. Mosquito dunk. Well, Chuck Spohr says Thermacell.
Okay.
You know what a Thermacell is?
No, I don't.
Okay. A Thermacell is a device that's sold primarily through outdoor short stores to hunters.
Oh, yes.
I will tell you, they are very effective, and I use them. What it is, it's a little device about the size of a... I don't even know how to relate it. It's about the size of a thermocell.
like a Coleman lantern type?
Not even that big.
Not even that big?
No, it's like... It's almost like a big cell phone. I mean,
okay.
or tablet or something like
right,
that.
Gotcha.
Not even that big. It's a little wider. I can't relate it to something. But anyway, it takes a butane fuel source.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it has a grid at the top, and you slide a insecticide loaded pad in the grid. You turn the switch on, you hit the start button, which is a little piezo lighter. It lights the butane fuel.
Okay.
Very low level. It heats up this metal pad underneath this grid, and then the odor goes out. And it'll surround you about a 15-foot radius.
Okay.
Like so you're like in this bubble of thermocell stuff. Okay. Now, first time I used it.
Uh-huh.
First time I used it was in the duck blind, early goose season, actually. There were 16-foot blind. There was a thermocell on each end. There were 8 of us in the blind. Nobody got bit. One morning, I went sick of deer hunting in the marsh in the fall, you know, September, warm day.
Okay.
85 bites on both hands.
Yikes.
Used it in the afternoon, zero.
Mm-hmm.
We strap them on our arm in bear season in the bear woods up in New Brunswick. They have a holster. You strap them on your arm while you're in the stand. The bears are unaffected by them. As far as they have very sensitive noses, and they're not affected by the smell. No. You wear them around camp because mosquitoes and black flies in June in New Brunswick are dreadful.
Yes, they'll carry you away.
They definitely will. So the thermocell, to me, is the best protection. So, but let's go back to Baylor. Stick with DEET topical repellents. Okay, well, when I'm in the bear stand in June, okay, I put the DEET on. Or when I'm out in the woods, I put the DEET on. And I always use something like Repel with the highest percentage of DEET you can find. All that other stuff you use, all the, you know, the... is somewhat effective, but DEET is the deal. Now, DEET and those kind of repellents you can put on your skin. The other types of repellents that have permethrin in them, like Sawyer's, they only go on your clothes to prevent ticks from crawling on you and getting a start, okay? And they will kill a tick, but permethrin is very poisonous, okay? So you don't put that on your skin. But the DEET, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you apply DEET to yourself,
okay,
to keep, you know, your hands from getting all messed up and getting that stuff will melt, you know, the finish on your bow, for example, or mar your gun stock. So you don't want that. So what you do is I get the little spray bottles. I spray it on the backs of my hands.
Okay.
I rub the backs of my hands together. Then I rub the backs of my hands on my neck, behind my ears, on my forehead.
So the palms never get
any insect repellent on them. So.
Okay.
Okay. I used to wear rubber gloves to hunt.
Yeah,
in Dorchester County.
A little warm.
You know, rubber gloves.
Yeah, I know, but you know, like the
surgical gloves.
Yeah, the food handling
to
type
keep,
stuff.
To keep
but
from getting
hold,
bit.
They hold the heat and moisture.
Yeah, but they kept you from getting bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Trying to pick the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, but, you know, it worked effectively, so, for a while. But Thermacell and DEET, you don't have to worry about mosquitoes. So, and you can buy thermocells for outside too, like tabletop versions.
I've seen those in the like a garden shop where you can. They're huge, and they can cover pretty much your backyard, depending on the size of.
Some of those things are like that, but I can't tell you the name of the company that makes a thermocell. So, stick with DEET. Bracelets, bands, and other wearable devices that emit repellent compounds such as citronella, lemongrass oil, or eucalyptus probably do reduce some mosquito bites. However, Pitt said these devices don't provide absolute protection. Topical repellents are still the best. They cover your skin and will not have a volatile repellent effect. But if a mosquito lands on a person's skin, it will not bite. And then avoid the peak biting times. Dusk and dawn, most active when the sun is rising or setting. If you like, take a moment. Run or walk at dusk, you should apply DEET repellent to avoid being bitten. So, Captain Don says cigars.
Just run faster than the mosquito.
Yeah. Yep, Captain Don says cigars. Thanks again. Smoke a cigar to repel skeeters. So, and we've had that conversation here on the air before, but yeah, that can tend to work. I don't know if it's a scent masking thing, if it's a scent they don't like. But since I don't use any tobacco products, I'll stick with DEET and Thermacell.
Well, I mean, kind of thing. When you think about it, you use smoke to keep beekeepers. Use smoke to keep bees somewhat calm. So who knows? Who knows with a cigar?
I know. Maybe it depends on the cigar.
Could be. I think we ought to go do a test.
Well, you want me to get you some cigars?
Why not? I mean,
what brand do you like?
I'm not a cigar smoker.
No.
But for scientific reasons, I'd try it.
Sure. Okay. You do that.
Okay, and I'll let you know.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? Are you ready for some good times?
Yeehaw.
Yeah, the Spurry family. Nice people. Joe Spurry, Joe Jr., Aaron, they're all good people. They've been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters at the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's and Bay 100 Seafood. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, is just 1 minute off the Beltway at Exit 18. That's Liberty Road headed west. They're now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, the local oysters, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, variety of fresh fish, and Alaska snow crab legs. And Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. That's Good Time Catering. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Give them a call, 443 657-7187 for good times and good crabs and seafood. Good Times Crab House, Liberty Road, 443-657-7187. You know what we didn't do? We didn't talk about Chesapeake Outdoors at all this hour, and we need to do that. Chesapeake Outdoors, located at exit 39B, and that is right there on Ken Island, just after you come off the Bay Bridge. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, the largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies, custom bucktails, parachutes, umbrellas, non-offset circle hooks, live bait, frozen bait, crab bait, live boxes, trot lines, extra tough boots, Grundon's gear, Yeti coolers, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, used to be Costa Del Mar, I think it's just Costa now, Bubba Blade knives, and anything and everything you need for fishing for fresh water, Chesapeake Bay and the tidal rivers. Chesapeake Outdoors has it, and they have the knowledgeable and friendly staff to help you get what you need. They can give you tips all along the way. So if you need a crab trap or crab pot or crab line or whatever, they can handle it. Anything you need as far as new line on your reel or all that, they've got the station there that can do that too. They're open now. They're on Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Ken Island, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Sunny, hot weather for the weekend. We're in the mid-90s out there this afternoon. Little to no wind either. Heat index values in the shade approaching 100. So keep the water coming this weekend. If you're going to be outside, take breaks in the AC. And look before you lock. Check that back seat twice before walking away from your vehicle. 72 degrees, our warm low temp for tonight. And in the mid-90s for Sunday, mid-90s for Monday as well. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They are rocking and rolling for the weekend. They got everything you need for fishing. They can fix your fishing rod or fishing reel. They can put new line on your reel. They can give you live bait, frozen bait, anything for crabbing, traps, hand lines, trot lines, nets, steamers, seasoning, you name it. They've got it at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. And don't forget that 24/7 fishing report. You can call and get the latest information on where the fish are biting, what they're biting on at 247 Fish. That's 410-247-3474. 247 Fish for 24/7 fishing report from Clyde's Sports Shop. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash,
Get to the battery warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8255. 8410 W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
A Beverly Hillbilly.
Hey, let's talk to Mike in Towson. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good.
What's up?
I got a question for you. I know it's a little off subject, but
no, it's shark. Fine. What shark. About it? Yeah, shark.
Shark. I mean, what is your recipe for cooking shark?
Oh, my recipe for cooking shark is the same as for cooking anything else. But the problem with shark is you got to catch it real quick. Because yeah. They pee through their skin. It's it can turn to ammonia very quickly. So get it, clean it, steak it. You can do it on the grill. You can saute it in butter and wine and lemon juice. I mean, there's all kinds
butter
of recipes.
And wine, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I
know down south, I mean, you know, Maryland people, we cook everything different. And we caught a whole bunch of shark here, and then we gave it to everybody. Everybody cooked it different.
Yeah.
Some people soaked it in milk.
Can do that.
My wife soaks it in Italian dressing.
Yeah, it's all good. Very, very nice. Very, very nice, firm, fleshy meat. I've eaten it before.
Yeah, and I agree with you on the thermocells.
Yeah.
They work great.
Got it, buddy. Thank you, Mike.
All righty, off of you.
Have a good one. Take care. Bye bye. Thermocell. Way to go for mosquitoes. All right, folks, get out, stay safe.